How's it going, people?
Whoa.
Welcome back to the channel and welcome back to the Big Six. Toby, just made it just well. I say just in time, but I started the show without him. And then
I literally just tweeted him. Like, he's on Twitter tweeting random people. I said, shut the fuck up and get on. And he listened.
Yeah.
It worked, though. He listened. He's right
yeah,
there.
He listened.
Let me see what the chat's saying. 1,000 people in the building already. Hit the like button first and foremost. Let's get it up to 1,000 before the show ends. As usual, people, I know it's transfer window time. I know we're not as active as we are during the season, but still, love for the love as always. Hugh, back in the building. It's been a little while. Hugh, how's everything going on your side?
Yeah, man, all good. It was a great end of the season. Obviously, I wasn't on for any of that, but I'm a very happy man. I want to say, first of all, thanks again for having me on. I really enjoyed my shows during the season there. And I want to say also a massive big up to all of you guys and Steve, of course, if he's in the chat. I'm sure he'll watch at some point for a great season of shows. Obviously, I'm a fan, first and foremost. I said that on my first ever show. I found the show as a fan, and then to be a part of it was great, but I really enjoyed this whole season of shows to be a part of and to watch. So big up all of you for that.
Big up. As a content creator, and your channel is going very well at the moment. Big up you and what you're doing over there. Listen, people, show Hugh some love. He's close to, what, 3K people? So let's get him up to 3K subscribers. His link is in the description below, as well as the normal Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, Matisse, Skullfuggery. Show love to the team, people, and show love to the sponsor, FM London. 10% off all men's items, anything from joggers, boxers, vests, hoodies, all of that. As always, 10% off, people. Make sure you go through that link in the description. Back to you, Hugh, because the main news, it happens to be Manchester City again. Yeah,
there he is. You can't really see it, but I know what we're talking about here. I know it's the big one. It's the big one that we're all excited about. And I think I'm trying not to be arrogant about it, but I think you guys should be excited for it too, okay? Because we're going to see one of the best players coming into their prime playing in our league. Now, I'm sure some of you will have your own opinions, but I personally feel, and you can throw names at me if I'm wrong, but I feel this is the biggest signing in Premier League history. I genuinely believe that. And you can all nod your head and you can throw names, like I said, in a sec. But why is because can you name me a player in Premier League history through Sir Alex Ferguson's best years, Arsene Wenger's best years, Jose Mourinho's best years, where you signed a top player beating all the Spanish giants, Bayern Munich, all European giants to this guy's signature? And little old City have done it. And it's a testament to Manchester City Football Club, first of all, but it's a testament to the Premier League. Don't roll your eyes, Saeed. You know exactly what I'm saying.
I've not said anything. I don't know why you rolled. I've not said anything.
You're afraid. You're afraid that Haaland's going to come in and bag a hat-trick in front of Roy Keane and those guys at Sports Studios.
No, listen. What a way to get your entrance in. But I don't know, man. I don't know if that's because you've been watching City since 2008 when they bought the money money. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I don't know if you watched the 90s and the 2000s, but to say that that's the best signing.
I think it's
the most exciting signing.
I don't think it's the most exciting at all. It's a massive signing.
Hang on a second. What are you doing right now? What are you talking about? It's not the most exciting signing. Which City, as far as...
No, it's exciting for you.
It should be exciting for you. You're going to see your centre-halves and your players up against the best striker in the world. It's exciting. This is massive for the league and for Manchester City. This is as big as it gets. He's in a class of his own, Grizz. This guy's in a class with Mbappe.
If I could shake your hand right now, I would shake your hand right now. Like virtual. We still have a virtual handshake anyway. We can't do a real one. And I would hug you because, look, in your small history, this is the most exciting and biggest signing of your history. I know that. I get the excitement in your 8-10 year history. But if you're talking about all the clubs, I'm trying to think. It is a good question, actually, because I'm trying to think of a better signing in terms of quality and the way you sold it in the first sentence. I was with you when you said fighting off every major club and he chose, when you said little old City, I thought, oh, shut up with that. No,
we're a little old City when it suits you, and we're a big city when it suits you. So to make your mind up.
It's little old City, but with big boy money. That's the difference, you. So
big boy energy, Grizz. We're signing the big boys in the world football.
It's little. No, you are. You have. It's little old City with big boy money. But I'm trying to actually work, and I think everyone, we should all chip in here.
Yeah.
Is it the best signing? Like in terms of how he's profiled it.
Is it the biggest?
What he's saying.
Is it the biggest?
I just want to preface that by saying I was open for answers. I wasn't saying that this is definitely. I want answers. If you can tell me a similar situation where maybe United, like I said, have signed a massive name ahead of Real Madrid or Barca, let me know, because I'm open.
I hear you. Tobs, you're on mute. Probably the best.
You literally did it.
I'm going to get you back for that one, Grizz.
That's the second time you've taken a shot at me today.
Hugh, you literally signed your legendary striker and probably your greatest ever Premier League player on under similar circumstances like 10 years ago. You signed Aguero.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that right now. You know fine well, when Aguero came in, he had nowhere near the pedigree, nowhere near the caliber, nowhere near the name or profile that Erling Haaland had. Erling Haaland's profile transcends football. He's a superstar. He's a ready-made superstar.
Atletico Madrid signed Aguero as a wonder kid from Independiente. Yeah, his name was widely known. Aguero was widely known. When Man City signed Aguero, that was a huge get. That was a huge get. I'm not, listen, all I'm giving you is an example. Yeah, you don't have to agree. I'm just giving you an example. Haaland, it's a big signing, it's an exciting signing. But to say it's flat out the most exciting signing we've seen in the Premier League, I don't think that's true.
I'm with Huey on this one, and I'm not joking. I think it's unfair to compare it to the Aguero one. It's bigger than the Aguero one, Tobes. Come on, let's be real. But I'm waiting to others for here to hear a bigger one.
I think it's one of the most exciting. To call it the greatest, I don't think you could. I think when you look at
the biggest and the biggest, like greatest, greatness is defined differently.
Yeah, how do we define this?
You can't define it.
Exciting, you can't really.
I think excited is the right kind of.
I wouldn't even say that, but biggest.
All right. Listen, maybe my excitement is getting me ahead of myself. All right, but it is. It has to be up there. It has to be.
Was Robinho coming?
I was just about to say that. Ozil, yeah.
I'm not sure if Hugh was supporting Man City back then.
I was seven years old.
Yeah. We're not gonna do those ones.
What I'm saying is relative to where Man City were back then, and when you signed Robinho, like that was you're literally signing a Galactico. You're signing a Galactico. I remember that was a mad, absolutely, I agree.
You know what Haaland is? He's one of the scariest signings ever, because if he hits his potential coming in, then you know the league is wrapped up for the majority of the next 5 years for Manchester City. So in that sense, you know, I get what Hugh's saying. And as a Manchester City fan, he's going to be more chest out than you know, us fans outside looking in.
Yeah, of course.
There's definitely bigger transfers. But in terms of scary, listen, Ozil is a bigger transfer. But Haaland is probably, it's a scarier transfer when you think about the impact he could potentially have. So that's up there too when you're considering the debate as well. But Ozil's transfer is definitely a bigger one, Hugh.
I think it's subjective to what club you support and how you feel about it. But that's the way I feel.
You're not talking about some big buys, man.
I don't know, man. The Pogba one, man.
You're not coming
out
with anyone.
I'm Pogba as well.
I think the Pogba one was a big one.
Pogba one was massive.
You know what I mean?
Massive,
the Stormzy bro. Track. You know what I mean? Who's going to beat massive. The Stormzy track, man? You know what I mean? That was legendary. I mean, even Chris was shuffling back in the day.
Did he make another one on the way out?
His documentary comes out this weekend. I'm looking forward to that. Listen,
it's gonna be a good one, man. I think Pogba, that was the craziest transfer. But I'm gonna put Pogba in there. I think that was, for me, you can't look at like, you know, what he gave us or whatnot. But Paul Pogba, when he came and like the signing was it the most expensive signing in the Premier League?
It was mad
at the time. For me, I've got to put Paul Pogba in there. I think it was crazy the kind of evolution he came with and the kind of feeling and the kind of like hype that came around with it. Paul Pogba again. I don't want to stress how good it was.
I think Shearer to Newcastle was huge.
Yeah, that was good because he
rejected
it.
You have to realize and accept that Shearer. That was Shearer in his absolute prime. Yeah. And then back to Arsenal. Burkham to Arsenal was big. Burkham to Arsenal was big. Yeah, definite. It was loads, but the thing is, Arsenal in that era done
Klinsmann at Spurs.
Klinsmann at Spurs was big. No, it's true. No, I'm here for you, isn't it? I'm here for that.
You had to put a few Tottenham players in there.
Now, like, you know what Arsenal's buys? I'm trying to think of Arsenal's buys, yeah? But they were
it's awesome.
They were more much like Liverpool's. They bought uncut.
Torres.
To Chelsea?
Yeah,
Liverpool.
Fernando Torres to Liverpool is an exciting signing.
I think the reason that these transfers aren't possibly on the same level as Haaland is because of the age of social media. Social media has allowed young players nowadays to become superstars. And my point is, when has a club signed a player of that caliber, of world fame and profile and that sort of thing? And maybe it is unfair to compare them to previous signings because of what I said, the social media age. But that's what I'm saying. I can't think of a player who's as big as Haaland has come to the Premier League.
I think for me, I don't know about you guys, but what about Van Persie to Man United? I think that for me, when you look at that, but I'm being honest with you,
that was massive. When you look at the
rivalry,
the situation, like
Man United, the situation.
Did anyone say Veron?
No.
I was thinking Veron. It was massive.
Yeah,
he switched that.
100%. I've had enough pain over the years.
Real quick.
And here's another one. The boy cried inside. When Thiago came in, Champions
League.
Haaland's way more exciting, I think, even definitely,
but in terms of football profile, I guess.
Yeah, but no,
Haaland's still bigger. Come on, what the hell?
Haaland's a bigger superstar. But
I think he has. We're having a different argument here.
Can I just say?
Me and Turkish are talking a different level. You're talking on a different level.
I just want to say that Turkish has gone.
You can tell your age. You can tell
Turkish has gone from downplaying Thiago, and now
he's not overplaying him. Ever since then,
he's dick riding and he's.
I don't think he is.
One sec, Grizz. Toby, I called him a flop in January because of how much I rated him coming
exactly.
But he's not getting into this conversation for one of the biggest transfers in Premier League history.
Hold on, Thiago coming into the Premier League was big.
No, let me give you some examples of bigger names.
Who came as a Champions League winner? A season winner.
Torres to Chelsea was bigger. Hazard to Chelsea was bigger. And
How was Hazard
Sanchez,
to Chelsea bigger?
Sanchez to Manchester United would have been bigger as well with the whole piano thing. Bigger.
Yeah, 100%. I think that one, even though it was a free transfer.
Ashley Cole to Chelsea from Arsenal. All of these trump. Sol Campbell, Tottenham to Arsenal. All of these trump. It's Thiago thing. It's not even on the same level.
It's just social media.
Even Nunes is getting more airtime.
Turkish is caving.
But Matisse, that's my point. Like Darwin Nunes is nothing compared to Thiago Alcantara, but he's getting all the hype because of social media.
I think forwards are always going to get more hype as well, by the way.
It's the figure. It's the figure Liverpool paid. That's so out of the nature for Liverpool Football Club to pay that kind of money that everyone's going to go, wow, this is quite big for Liverpool.
What was the figure here? Do you know the figure?
I think when you add in his bus fare, his visa, all that kind of stuff, you're looking at about 400 million.
Do you know what I've loved? Yeah, so Man City paid the 60-something million for Haaland. That's what we usually look at.
51,
right? And how much you pay for Alvarez? How much you pay for Alvarez?
17 to 21
less than Nunes combined, right and usually we just stop there with the transfer fees, but I'm seeing Liverpool fans with the calculators out, add-ons, wages, signing fee, they're just trying to bring this number down as much
as possible to protect
their prestigious Liverpool and how they're viewed.
You're right.
We don't.
I told Grizz it was 100 million euros all in yesterday.
It's like Liverpool fans are ashamed to say that they splash money. Oh no, we.
I said it last week, Matisse.
We do things the right way. I don't want to.
Hold on. First, I want to know: Have we changed? Have we gone on to Darwin Nunes now? It's Turkish.
It's a freestyle show, man. It's a freestyle show, man.
Because now I'm seeing Liverpool fans.
Boss, man, have we moved on from Haaland?
Why? You're under pressure.
Now I'm seeing.
I want to be under pressure. I want to feel the pressure.
Get some more tea, man.
Haaland versus Nunes. I don't even know how we even got here. Okay, so
12 minutes on Haaland and big boy Haaland and big boy City. Let's go to Liverpool. I like this.
No, listen. I want to finish my Haaland preach, right? Like I said, maybe I'm getting a little bit too excited, and I think that's normal when you sign a player. That's the biggest in Premier League history. But I will concede the fact that when a player moves to a new league, a new club, a new system, there is every possibility that it can't go well or it goes wrong or there's a flop. And my overall point is that there's just a different feeling with Haaland. There's just a different level of confidence. When you look at his numbers, 89 goals in 86 Bundesliga games, 21 goals in 18 Norway games, whatever. The fastest player to ever hit 20 Champions League goals. There's just a different level of confidence. And that is why I am as excited as I am. You guys can have your opinions and that sort of thing, but that's just it. It's a different, it's a different level of confidence.
Mentality.
If you had to, let me just go around quickly. Yeah, in the next 5 years, if you had to predict how many times Manchester City win the league, how many times would it be, Saeed?
Why are you coming to me first?
Because it's going just going because
all right, okay. In the next how many years? 5 years.
5 years.
I reckon they win it 3 out of 5.
Grizz,
what was the question again? Sorry.
Next 5 years, how many times does City win the league?
Don't pretend. Don't let me lie.
In the next 5 years, how many times does City win the league?
Yeah.
Two, three times?
Two, three. Okay, Tobes.
Same as Grizz. Two, three. Yeah.
Matisse?
I'd say about 4 times.
Yeah, I'm more 3-4. Interesting.
Perhaps three. Let's go three out of 5.
Yeah, three is average because you always get one random team coming out of nowhere.
I just look at Salah coming towards the end. Mane's gone. Yeah. This is the strongest Liverpool, you know, we've seen. I've ever seen. So I don't think it would be great to see if they can transition into their next period as strong. But City don't look like there's a transition. That's the problem. They don't look like
there is a bit of a transition. You will see over the next 12 months Pep starting to get rid of players that maybe have a lot of sentimental value, but it's just best for the club. Pep makes these decisions. Players north of 30 years old, you'll start to see being sold.
That's Sterling, Mahrez, who else?
Yeah. Yeah, Jesus, I know he's not old, but...
I don't feel like that's going to slow you down, though. I really don't.
Mm.
They don't have as much an effect on your team as Salah and Mane had at Liverpool. They're gods over there. Kings.
I think the one that will have the biggest negative impact on us, it will happen sooner rather than later, is Kyle Walker. I mean, he's not getting any younger, and he'll be one that we'll have to replace. Yeah. There will be a bit of a transition period, and I think it's just how Pep can adapt and work through that transition period will determine... As you asked, how many trophies we can win in 5 years?
How many Champions League will they win in the next 5 years?
I assume at least one.
They're the big boys' table now. They're spending the biggest signing they've ever made. He's been brought into what? Win another league? Makes sense. Now he's been brought into the Champions League, right?
His ringtone is the Champions League theme song. This guy's here to win the Champions League, and I can say that.
Exactly. So let's go around. We start off with Saeed again.
Hey, listen. I still predict zero, man. I still predict zero for the culture. Honestly, man, I just believe they haven't got that heritage.
Clip that, please. I'll come back in 5 years.
This whole heritage thing is boring now, man. They should have beaten. They should have.
Look where heritage got him.
The club, without the heritage, isn't going to complain about heritage.
I'm not complaining about heritage. I'm all for heritage. I love heritage, football heritage. What I'm saying is the chat is boring for Man City because we know that they're going to win a Champions League.
Do we know that they're going to do it?
When it comes to you, give your prediction, innit? Stop giving
them. Yeah, I'm giving my prediction.
How many times did you say? How many times did you say? 5 years.
I'm not going to make a prediction. Just give me one.
You'll be happy with one. Turkish?
One.
They're winning one.
I'm going with zero just for the culture.
Culture.
Go on, Tobes. I've had my piece already. Dick riding for City. Go on. How many?
One.
How many? One. After all that,
oh my god, man, this guy, you know, what did he say?
He done that like a ventriloquist as well. Like, it's mad how he done that, Saeed.
Who said what? No one said. I'm not going to repeat. Did anyone's mouth move?
Don't worry, exactly. That was ventriloquism, brother.
No.
I didn't know you had that in you, Grizz. I can't lie, we can use that next season.
Hey, talented me, you know. If they win it once in the next 5 years, I'm just saying that's a failure.
But do you know what? No, no, no. In In 2017, we would have said they're going to win one in the next
that,
5 years.
Because that will be one Champions League in what? How many years of utter dominance on the domestic stage? What? How many? That will be five. That will be one Champions League in 12 years.
No, I can't lie. If they, if for me, is that, a big league?
It's a Champions League.
Whether they win one for me.
What am I hearing here? It's that's a Champions League. It's not.
Is that successful?
So is Alex Ferguson? Is Alex Ferguson a failure for his European
success?
We talk about Ferguson's Champions League record.
Yeah, why are you trying to bring me into it, man? You know what I mean? Let's. What was the question?
No. How long was he there, and how many Champions League did he win?
Yeah. How many Champions League did Wenger win?
That's my point.
That's what I'm saying, man. Let's not go down this route, man. If they win one, we're not going to have a conversation.
That's why Arsenal are not on that table.
No, but shouldn't that tell you
how hard it is? That's why United are not on that table.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, shouldn't that tell you how hard it is to win the Champions League?
Exactly. Well, hold on. Only a couple of weeks ago, we were being told that the Champions League is not as hard as the Premier League. We were being told that the Premier League is the hardest. Now you're switching.
No, you know what you're doing. Anything.
Now you're switching and saying, "Oh, that shows how hard it is."
No, bro, I'm not switching.
Stick
anything.
To one route, man.
I've said to you.
I remember our Champions League win getting cussed out, like, yes, "Yo, lightning, something easy. It's not hard to do."
You know what? Let me ask a question, Chris.
See, you're cussing it out. That's nonsense. That's not true.
Big Steve,
that's what was being said.
Yo, Big Steve, show yourself in the chat.
Yo, can I say something?
Really cussing it out.
You know why I can't answer? I think that question is a bit clouded for me. Why that question is a bit clouded for me, because I think if they win one, I think they'll get a couple. That's why I believe once they get one, I'm not going to really kind of come and say failure or that, because I know they'll get more.
You think they'll buy one, get one free? They don't work, football don't work like that, man.
No, but
you need to earn it. I don't think they're going to win one. I think in the next 5 years, they need to win it, in my humble opinion, twice.
The level of investment.
You know what? They got to walk before they can run in it. Let's see if they can get one first. You know what I'm saying? That's
what I'm saying. I'm quietly confident that we win one.
No, you should be.
Quietly confident. The floodgates could open, is what I'm saying. But I just want one. I want that European success just once. Just give it to me. That's all. But on the Premier League versus Champions League thing, I think the Champions League isn't as hard to win as the Premier League as a one-off competition. The only reason it's hard for English clubs is because teams like Liverpool and City are striving for 93, 94, 95 points alongside trying to win a Champions League. That's what makes it special.
That's your question, you know who? Oh. There's always a question we always ask City fans, isn't it? And I don't know why they never seem to give us a straight answer. But are you bothered about winning the Champions League? Like, I'm being serious, like, it's not even a banter. But are you bothered?
No, I get the question, and I said it on a video recently that at the very start of this season, I said, you know what, I'm all in for this Champions League. I want this Champions League. I just felt the pain in Porto and on all the years previous, the disastrous knockouts. I was all in for that Champions League. I wanted that. And then as the season progressed, I was still there, and then we got knocked out. It was heartbreaking. But then I was at that game against Villa and the Etihad when we won the Premier League. I was there. I was on the pitch. I felt what that felt like. And I stood there and I went, I would not trade this right now for a Champions League. That was the most special feeling I've ever had at a football match. I know when Aguero happened, I was about 11, 12 years old, so I didn't fully appreciate it. But to be on the pitch after you win in that fashion, I would not trade that for a Champions League. But going forward, I still feel the same about the Premier League. That's the bread and butter. I think the wider City fan base will agree with me. We always want that Premier League. There's something special for us about the Premier League. But I do understand that when you bring in players like Haaland and possibly a Pep extension may happen soon, who knows, and Alvarez coming in and they're talking about Calvin Phillips, there will come an increasing pressure to win that Champions League. And of course I want to win it, but I can't say I want one or the other more. It just depends what day it is.
I promise you, when you win that Champions League, Premier Leagues, I know you love them, but it won't compare. I promise you, it will not compare. The Champions League feeling is another level to the Premier League. It just is. You cannot compare the two. Like,
but the Premier League is better than the Champions League.
I'm with you. I'll take that one.
But you'll say that because you've never won a Champions League either.
No, but it is though.
Who? Oh,
no, it's not though. Champions League is better than Premier League. I'll take a Champions League over a Premier League.
That argument can't run because that means any guy that supports a team that hasn't won Champions League can't have an opinion on what they.
No, I'm not saying you can't have an opinion. Ooh. I'm just saying when you feel it, you're gonna know, and you haven't felt it either, Turkish. That's why you're saying
it. No, I haven't felt it, but a 38 game Premier League season, especially now. When you consider the strength of some of the teams in the Premier League, is harder than.
I'm not saying what's harder. I'm telling you. I'm not saying what's more difficult. I'm saying what is going to give you the biggest.
I think the way to word it is the pinnacle of every club.
Pinnacle.
Ambition.
It's the pinnacle of football.
It is, but it's harder. It's harder. It's harder to win.
What's this argument?
I'm not talking about what's the more difficult. I'm talking about the best team.
The best team in the country might not necessarily win the Champions League.
Don't care.
Yeah.
That's what tarnishes it, though. That's what tarnishes it.
It doesn't. It's an age-old thing to say, but how can you call yourself the champions of Europe if you're not the champions of your country? I'm just saying, that is a valid...
So when Greece won the Euros, did you say, oh, they weren't the best team in Europe anyway?
It's a great achievement. It's a fantastic achievement.
You're going to do that with every competition.
They won it, but they weren't the best team in Europe.
Right then, so who cares? No one cares, bro. It's football.
No one cares. I get you that point, but for me, winning the Premier League...
If you had won the Champions League, you wouldn't be saying, oh,
I'm not saying you should care. I'm not saying you should care, but Turkish... The point is only aiding Turkish argument. Turkish argument in terms of
it's not because I'm talking about emotions. You guys are talking about what's the harder thing to do. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm talking about when that trophy gets lifted. I'm telling you right now, you're gonna feel a different type of way when that Champions League trophy gets lifted. And until you feel that, you can't really tell me.
Listen, you don't need to explain it. It's the Champions League. It's the biggest club competition in fucking Europe. I get it, bro. I get it. Let's move on.
You don't win anything, so you don't really get it, but it is what it is.
I do get it.
Matisse is on a mad one tonight.
The only thing you felt is Antonio. That was your biggest celebration. Okay, cool. It is what it is.
Cool.
Has Antonio won a Champions League?
No.
His record in Europe's not great.
Yeah, it says it all.
Wow. How many league titles has Klopp won?
Hey, it's true, man. They don't want to talk about that.
Serious question. How many league titles has Klopp won?
The best CM,
the best left back, the best right back. How many league titles did he won?
He ain't won shit, man. He's a flop. Let's move on. Look,
Klopp has won the same amount of Premier League titles as Antonio Conte.
Listen, I was just trying to work out why this lack of enthusiasm for Champions League.
Yeah, same, man.
It suddenly came through. I had a moment of light. And Antonio Conte,
I think it's the hard work of the Premier League, 38 games a season, knowing that you've been the top dog of that. You know, you look at the Premier League, how hard it is to win it as well. When you look at Man City's in there, Tottenham. For me, my club, if I know that I'm Premier League champions, they had a Man City, a Liverpool, who have been dominating for the last 5 years. That's, for me, is a credible achievement. So,
it is, 100%.
And for me, Premier League all day. Like I said, that's not dismissing the Champions League. But
because you haven't won it in 10 years. Is that why?
Well, you know, I mean, your Premier League records are not great.
No, I'm asking you. Don't go anywhere.
You know what I mean? Teams like Man City with no history have got a bigger pedigree than you in Premier League. How does that feel, though? Teams like Man City have got a bigger pedigree than you in the Premier League. How does that feel?
You've lost control of your own neighborhood, bro.
Can I ask you a question, though? How does that feel, though?
Your city, your own city.
Man City have got a bigger pedigree in the Premier League than your own Chelsea.
Keep going, Matisse.
And you started the oil project 10 years before them, but you're still so behind. How does that work?
Don't take that, Matisse. Don't take that. Keep going.
Are we still behind when we got two Champions Leagues? Bro, look after your own neighbor.
I'm talking about
bro.
Premier Leagues. Don't divert the question.
Look to your neighbor.
Premier Leagues.
Look to your neighbor. Talk about Premier League. Your own shit, bro. You're not even in control of your own shit.
Listen, man. Answer the question, man.
we got control of our city. Do you know what I'm saying? We're good.
No, but Chelsea fans can't really talk in the Premier League because how many of you won only? How many? I'll be a genuine question.
We won
how many?
More than you recently, so we can.
No, but how many have you won in your history?
Enough. I'm satisfied. We went next. I'd rather have two Champions Leagues than have none. I'd rather have two Champions Leagues than have no Champions League. So I'm good.
I wonder why he kind of loves the Champions League. He holds on to it.
We got two of them.
You know what I mean?
It's unbelievable.
You know what I mean? It's mad.
We got one less than you, you know? You know we got one less than you. Big Manchester United. Big Manchester United. We got one less than you. You know that?
It is what it is, man. It is what it is.
Listen, 4,000 people in the building. Make sure you guys show some love. Hit the like button. Get it up to 1,000 before the show ends. We're not past 1,000. We are. Get it up to 2,000 as usual. Let's look at some super chats. Haaland in the Premier League is exciting. Twerking for De Jong and Timber United are in the mud. Blue Moon in the building. Arsenal accountants are having a mare at the moment. Regarding Bissouma, I guess. Yes, Huey, he's right. Haaland is the biggest star to come to the league in his prime. Hugh, put the crack pipe down, please. Usman says biggest transfer in Premier League history was injured Kim Kallstrom. Yeah, but for real, Ozil came in after breaking chance creation records in Bundesliga and La Liga. Marsh says, top show. Love hearing you guys while I drive from work. Turkish pain is coming for us. I know, my bro. We still going to stick with our club. Loyalty forever. Come on, you Gunners. Amma says, Klinsmann bigger. Spurs were crap and kidnapped him. Someone says, Sol Campbell, regarding the conversation we were having earlier about bigger signing, Sanchez to United felt big and then it went shit. Let me just save this one here. Chelsea signed Hazard. Yeah, Hazard was a big one, actually. Man City, Man United. Actually, the Champions League actually brought you guys Hazard. I remember he kind of waited to see how that one panned out. Mm-hmm. The Champions League, and I guess a word from Joe Cole, apparently, according to him. He says, big up the panel, but you made Hugh's point naming players leaving Real Madrid or already played in the Premier League. Who has come to the Premier League first time having rejected Real Madrid? Ronaldo coming back to United was huge. Well, Pogba, I think, could have gone Real Madrid before United, and I think he chose United. More fool him. Big Steve says, Haaland's the biggest signing ever. Facts. Every team in the universe wanted him, but he's rocked up at the Champions. Heritage means shit when City touches your soul. Apparently. Big up, Big Steve. Big up, Big Steve.
Touches your soul. What touches your soul?
Aiden says, if Dino joined United, that would have been the biggest. Yeah, that was time.
As 2001. An
fan, I was shitting myself. I thought, if they get Dino, I'm going to be vexed.
And Kaká as well. I remember Kaká was linked heavily.
Yeah, I liked Kaká.
He was linked to City, you know? He was linked to City more than United.
No, that was 2007.
Later on. I think Paul Pogba is the biggest disappointment in Premier League history with the hype and transfer fee. Possibly Hazard is. Everyone wanted him after Lille. Mentioned already. Haaland stayed 2 years, goes Real. Alvarez is the real deal. What does the MCFC stand for in Big Steve?
Yeah,
Big up you, my guy. Chelsea hyped up Lukaku like mad.
We could talk about that because that was one of the biggest
hype as well. Yeah, had man sitting outside on parks doing Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and
wait.
Let him blow his load now, fam.
No, we wait. Tell me, we wait.
That didn't sound right, you know.
I know, man. Less of that, man.
Oh no, I learned it the other day. I thought it's postage and packaging.
I've
only learned PMP, pace and power, 2 weeks
ago. The top half are doing all right, man. I don't know what's down on the bottom half, man. What you man smoking down there?
That is hilarious.
I got 2 weeks ago, man. Before 2 weeks ago, I thought it's postage and packaging, bro. Come on, man. Don't tell me PMP.
Postage and packaging. Oh, my days.
Tim says, Chelsea beat Giants to Hazard. He had an announcement like it was the X Factor Finals. Greatest player to grace the Prem from 2010 onwards. Hi, Grizz. In case City wins one Champions League in 5 years, but a treble that very year, will it still be considered a failure?
No.
Okay. Why are all you guys obsessed with us winning the Champions League? Well, there's very few ways people could knock City, and that's one of them. So, you know, you're going to have to get used to it until...
I think Blue Moon can answer his own question because he didn't come back to the show after the Real Madrid game. That's the problem.
Oh, is that Blue Moon?
Yeah, that's Blue Moon. You never showed his face.
I thought he was killing Gamble. Show me that picture again.
He left Steve out to the walls, man.
Yeah, man. Hang him out to dry, yeah.
You knew where it was.
The Zombie Fanatic says they will win the Champions League when they are ready to win it, Saeed. Right now, it's not the right time for them to win it. It is what it is.
That's crazy. But Pac-Man, yeah, fair enough.
Makes me laugh when Grizz talks about small history and little club. That little club with no history has dominated you since Pep came in. Have some humility if the word rattled comes to mind.
I didn't send in a super chat, bro. So who's rattled?
But that's to get your notice, though.
Yeah.
The day someone on this show sends a super chat.
Keep it moving.
Yeah, man, keep bringing them in, man. You know what
keep
I mean?
It moving.
Champions League defines a football club. Arsenal have Premier Leagues, but they will never be able to sit at the big boy table until they win multiple of the biggies. Listen, I hear that with the Champions League, but like I said, Champions League holds the most weight when you win it with the Premier League. The Premier League always holds that same weight when you win it. That's the big difference. If you're finishing 10th in the league and winning Champions League, it's not the same as
no, he's right. I'm gonna guess that super chat was from a Liverpool fan because that's all they have. They just talk about big ears and six times and all that kind of thing.
No,
you can come to the big boy table then. How about that?
No. We talk about the most trophies. We talk about the most trophies ever won by any club in Britain. So we don't talk about in England. Sorry. So we don't just talk about big ears. I mean, we can show you a lot of trophies, brother.
How many is Klopp won?
Look, what are you talking about, man? How many is Klopp won? Klopp won every trophy since he's been here. What more do you want him to do? Yeah.
All right.
Every single trophy. Except Rahan. The Europa League, you know what I mean there?
Rahan said, none of those Liverpool or Chelsea teams are regarded as the top five teams ever. If City win it, only once. But if we do it with the Premier League, then it's bigger. That's a true point as well, Rahan. City won FA Cup before all your clubs other than Spurs. First English club to win a domestic trophy and European trophy in the same season. No history? Wokeism says, Turkish man, United fan here. Biggest flop is Pepe. He's definitely one of them, my guy, 100%. But I think Pogba had more hype, so it's a bit different. And United are a bigger beast as well. Congrats to Liverpool on signing Darwin Lambert.
See that picture? You see that profile picture? That's me right now reading that.
Heritage means shit when you pay 600k a week. That was the last one I've got saved, people. If I've missed any, apologies. I'll try and catch up and save the rest that I have missed. And actually, I haven't missed any. We've got them all in. Half an hour in, or just past the half hour mark. Hit the like button, show some love to the man them, Hugh, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, Matisse, Galfuggery, and the official Big Six channel. Subscribe, all links in the description below. And FM London sponsoring the channel, 10% off. The link is right there. So make sure you show some love to the sponsor too if you need any bits from underwear, socks, boxers to hoodies, joggers, tracksuits and all of that. Here we have another one from Blue Moon. Kind of shit.
He's around.
Steve, yo, the super chat sub. So Gremlin, chill yourself and start dancing the matches.
Collecting them donations at church, bro. I'm telling you, just rattling away. It's long.
Come on.
Going to football games like that.
I need to get a drink. I'm coming back.
Grizz, over to you, man. Over to you. Liverpool, Nunes, I think, what? Didn't Romano say earlier that Mane is pretty much close to being done as well? Similar conversation to last week, really, but Nunes is over the line and he's been released.
Yeah, bro. Excited. Whenever you have a big signing in it, you have to be excited. Of course, he's not on the level of Haaland. The comparisons, before we get into stupid talk, there's no comparison with Haaland. Haaland's far more developed than Nunes. But I guess one exciting thing from my point of view, from a Liverpool point of view, is that we're hoping, as a Liverpool fan, we're hoping that we've bought Nunes before that explosion into the Haaland hype. So you know where Haaland had that breakout season in Salzburg? Was it Salzburg, Huey, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before he went to Dortmund, and then he proved it in Dortmund as well. And now he's got the big, big one move. I'd like to think Liverpool have tried to get in there early and tried to get him before he goes even to another level. So, yeah, I get the funny looks when people talk about the fee. I get that you could say, like, whoa, that's a lot of money for someone who's only done one season in the Portuguese league. So I totally accept that. But I think the way we operate, we kind of look ahead, we kind of look forward, and we're hoping that, you know what I mean, he's going to be worth, you know, 20, 30 million more in a couple of seasons. So I'm excited. It wouldn't have been my number one attacker if you give me 100 million euros. But
who would you have bought?
I would have gone for, and this is going to sound mad, I would have gone for someone more ready-made. But then that's a difficult question as well, Matisse. When I say ready-made, I mean, who else is ready-made striker out there?
There's not many out there, Griezmann, for being honest with you.
So then when you analyse it and actually start thinking and deepening it, there's your Ronaldos and Messis, and then your Haaland and Mbappe, right? So they're the two categories, right? Ronaldo and Messi obviously seen better days. Then there's Haaland and Mbappe. And then after that, there's your Nkunkus, There's your Felix. Victor Osimhen from Napoli. Then you're talking about these guys.
Lukaku.
No, he's a... We're saying Lukaku.
I'm saying that word.
Oh, you get what I'm saying? Sorry, how do you say his name, Todd?
Osimhen. But no, I get your point. The market
Osimhen, for me, Osimhen is one of the hottest
prospects. He doesn't get talked about, man.
So for me personally, Matisse, I would have personally gone for him. That's just me personally. But obviously, our scout and analytical team have looked deeper than how I would look. Do you know what I mean? So that's why I look at it. He wouldn't be on top of my list. But the more I'm reading up on him, the more people I'm speaking from, watching him every week, you know, people from Benfica and Portuguese pundits, et cetera, you put me forward to one the other day. I appreciate that, by the way. They all speak very highly of this kid. And they say he's raw, very raw. But under Klopp and Cole, he couldn't have been going to a better team to develop. So I'm excited.
Can I just ask, Riz, how do you think Nunes sort of fits into this team, or into this Liverpool team? Because I don't think Klopp has had a player like Nunes since he started at Liverpool. I think maybe you spoke about João Felix. He would have been possibly a more similar player to what Klopp has had, you know, a false nine kind of role, similar to Firmino maybe. Where do you see Nunes going with this team?
Great question, man. Great question. And it's been asked to death. And I think there's potentially a formation change. I think there's a potential way of very similar to how you guys have gone from Aguero to a false nine back to a big target man. I think it's quite obvious to see that probably two of the greatest coaches, well, three, put Ancelotti in there, believe in a target man. They've got Benzema. You guys have gone and recruited Haaland, and we've recruited a target man, obviously not on the level of Haaland and Benzema, but a target man as opposed to a false, nimble, quick that can play from the front three attacker. So I think we've just given another string to our bow. We've just tried to do one of them ones. Obviously, it's an expensive one, but it is what it is.
I think the Klopp system's key because the technical side in his game that he doesn't have, I think in the system, I think it will compensate that. And I think for me, it would kind of hide and, you know, his lack of maybe technical ability. For me, I think it's perfect for Klopp. I think it's someone that as well, you know what I mean? That target that you said, but also getting him behind and scoring goals. He's a killer. That's what he's known for, goals. And he's just kind of finishing. He's just unreal. So I think that it will work in that kind of way. Anything else, if Liverpool fans have that expectation that he'll hold up play and he'll link up and he'll do all this crazy stuff, I think that's where it could go wrong. But for me, if he keeps scoring goals, I don't know why it shouldn't work at Liverpool. I genuinely don't. I think he'll score goals. Anywhere else, I think he'll struggle. Like United, he'll struggle. I think Chelsea want that kind of type of striker. Obviously, he didn't work with Lukaku. So everybody else is looking for something different.
I don't think either of these two players you mentioned are target men. Like, I don't think Haaland or Nunes are anything like Benzema. They're not anywhere near as good on the ball. They're not anywhere near as good as a focal point. So I feel like they're both good for obviously going running in behind. And I think your system is already tailor-made for that. You guys already are very quick in transition. You guys move the ball forward immediately. You don't really, you know, piss about for too long. So playing that ball early, say with Thiago, that will suit Nunes. City, obviously, I feel like Haaland's just a decoy. It's like, watch this hand instead of this one. Alvarez is just going to get so much space. It's ridiculous. I think he's going to get so much freedom. Everybody's going to be paying attention to Haaland. Alvarez just going to be hovering around in the channels, left or right, and just bagging goals. So it's going to be interesting for both of you. I'm interested to see at the start of the season when we do our big six predictions for Golden Boot, whether you're backing your big number nines, your new strikers to win this Golden Boot. Because every single year, Salah gets dismissed every year, and Salah every year takes it. So
yeah.
What are you trying to say? Harry Kane then?
No, I think Salah will get it. Salah.
How do you think you're going into next season then, Grizz? Nunes up top, Diaz left, obviously Salah right.
I don't think he needs to start. That's the beautiful position that he finds us in and we find him in. He's coming. I don't think we'll take into consideration the price. We're not under pressure like that, like other clubs. He's coming to a team where there's Firmino, Salah, Jota and Diaz, who have all won trophies wearing the red. He hasn't. So by order of merit, and seniority, he comes in and he's got to show us something. And when he shows us something, he'll be put into the team. I can very much envisage Diaz, Jota and Salah starting, possibly even Bobby ahead of him. So he's got no pressure.
He does, Chris. If he doesn't start after what Liverpool have paid for him, it'll be like Jack Grealish. 100 million and he sits on the bench. 100 million is a flop. This guy has to start and he kind of has to do well pretty quickly.
I think that's a ludicrous example. Jack Grealish to a young Darwin Nunez coming from another league. I don't think he's got any.
It's the price tag, Chris. I know you as a football man, you see more to it.
But that's
the
media, isn't it?
The wider population will say 85 million, 100 million, whatever it is. Why isn't this guy playing? And he's going to be open to criticism.
Maybe as an introduction, to the league and whatnot. Like Chris said, he's coming into a team that they're not necessarily looking at him to come in to make change Liverpool. Obviously, Liverpool are already a strong side. So
he's
maybe
replacing a legendary understanding. I get that.
15 games in, if he's on the bench, that's where what Hugh's saying comes into play. Because 10,
oh, 15 yeah, yeah, yeah. If he's not, look, but the thing is, with Klopp signings, he's got a tendency to do that. He bides his time. And you've got to learn how we play. He don't care. Mm. You know, I mean, Fabinho came and was given 6 months to rest.
Yeah,
Robertson came and was given 6 months to rest. You know, Jota was different. He came in like, you know what I mean, and bang, 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 but because he had Premier League experience, do you know what I mean? So I get the price, of course, man. I agree with you. If he hasn't scored by Christmas, then whole heap of pressure, of course. Whole heap of pressure. But
that won't happen though, because
you guys
create too many chances for that. I think as long as Liverpool kind of stay in their
Central
own
Central Sea loaded.
As long as Liverpool stay in their own bubble and they don't fall to the pressure outside media or whatever and too many questions and all that stuff,
and Klopp,
then they'll be fine. And
that's why I'm calm with that.
I've even heard that City are not going to necessarily play Haaland every game because obviously he's got an injury record. They're going
to
look after
him. Alvarez.
Exactly. So it's even like both of you. And for me, you would say Haaland. I know the
well, you can't say you don't need to and then suddenly
exactly. So this is what I want to get to. Even though the fee for Haaland is less, You'd think the pressure would be on more for Haaland because of the stature, like you're saying, biggest transfer in Premier League history. If you're going to be the biggest Premier League transfer in history, you better fucking deliver. There ain't no time for this easing in. Oh, I don't understand the league. None of that.
No, Matisse, don't worry, man. Next season, we'll be on them, man. We'll be on them. We can have this chat now, pre-season relaxation, yeah. But best believe, man. 3-4 games in, man. We're in.
This is like deja vu to last August watching Saeed before the season started, man. Don't worry, man.
New vibes.
I said he's on him immediately, you know.
New vibes next season, man. You know what I mean? I might even shake things up, man. You never know.
Listen, you better hope 3-4 games in, they don't come to Old Trafford on like the third game of the week or some shit like that. But I don't know if you guys saw the report that Southgate was trying to say that he didn't want too many rivalries or derbies in the first stage of the season before the World Cup, obviously.
Ah, get off. You should go
like,
first.
Bro, listen,
saying anything.
You think this is, you can't control that, surely. But
I forget him, man. He's a waste man.
You'll be a bit fixed.
Yeah, he
needs to worry about his back five and playing Mason Mount every game. You know what I mean? He needs to worry about that, man. You know what I mean? Like, stop talking about us, mate. You know what I mean?
Listen, yeah, make sure you got some Man United players contributing to that England team before you slander them.
Listen, I'd rather not be in there, man. You're playing bloody man like Reece James at left back and that. You know what I mean? I'd rather nobody's in there, man. You know what I mean? That Starboy Saka doing madness. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, Wan-Bissaka had to change nationality for this thing. You watch your mouth.
Listen, I don't rate Wan-Bissaka, man. You can talk about Wan-Bissaka all you want, mate. You know what I mean? Free hit for every man.
We've got a few super chats that's coming as well before we do move on. Haaland will score 3 goals against Liverpool. Lukaku is made, just not very well. Vigor says Arsenal are failing in the window again. Big up. We are, my guy. We play Carvalho.
Everyone know, man.
Huh?
It's all... I think the 3 of us are doing well on here and 3 of us are stinking the place out.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. The difference is, yeah, and I've said this before, let me just take this one. I'll say in a second. I said this before, yeah. Arsenal are meant to be in the third year of a fucking process, and we are still in a conversation with Man United, who are starting a new process, and Chelsea, who are just going under new ownership. It's not acceptable for us to be in the same conversation. That's why I'm more vexed about it. Because when you guys are amongst that process, it's like then we're going to hear Man United have more money than us. Chelsea have more money. Well, it's yet to be seen if Chelsea still have a lot more money than us. But
you're not excited about Marquinhos?
Bro, allow me. Allow me. Let me finish off the Super Chat before we do move on. We'll play Carvalho a lot, says El Lad. See us playing a 4-2-3-1. Klopp really picked Minamino over Haaland, you know, and a real Liverpool scouting from Graham Edwards is such a big underlying factor to their success. Ben says, does anyone think towards November because of the World Cup players won't give their all, like not going in for tackles and some players won't want to get injured? That's always the risk, Ben, but at the same time, they need to be performing to make it to their national sides. So it's a balance that they have to play. And club football does come first. For these players, at the end of the day, they're getting paid by the club, so it is what it is. Ryan says, Hugh, as you've seen more of Jesus than most, how many goals do you see him getting if he was to sign for Arsenal? Big up everyone.
Loads, man, loads. I think Jesus, he's a top player, and I think maybe something Arsenal have been lacking is a player who turns up in those really big moments, and Jesus has countless big moment goals. He just needs to go somewhere where he's loved. He gets consistent game time, and he'll be a top striker. I know that for a fact. If you get him, it's a fantastic signing.
Pre-Socorex's most searched team study, 21-22. We'll do that, Omo, my guy. And love to everyone that's sent in Super Chats. Love to everyone that's tuning in, 4.6K live. Love to everyone that's hit the like button. We've just passed 1,000. Let's see if we can get to 2,000. There's 4.6K in the building. We should be able to hit 2K. And we should be able to get some of the channel subscribers up as well. Hugh is on 2.6K with the 1894. So let's get him up to 3K, people. Grizz has just touched 13K. So big up, Grizz, but let's get him to 15. Saeed, he's past 50. Next stop, 55, 60. So let's get him up there. Toby, next stop, 10K. And Matisse, next stop, 30K. Show some love, people. Subscribe to every single channel there because they're all doing content everywhere. I can't even keep up myself. I even see a podcast earlier with Toby, Grizz, and I think it was Matisse as well. I don't think it was on their channel, but they're doing stuff away from the big six. So go subscribe, go show some love, people. You know what it is already. Next stop, Tottenham. Tobes, Basuma, Jed Spence. Life is good over there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's so chilled out today. I've noticed, man. Toby's like chilled out today.
Life is good, man. If we go back 12 months, I wasn't sitting like this. I wasn't laid back. I wasn't smiling. I was just...
Was it Pina Colada?
I was just resigned to...
Nah. Toby, I have you know, I think 12 months ago, you were swinging your shirt above your head saying Conte, because that was the first manager you guys were talking to.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool, yeah.
You was a bit happier than you are, yeah.
after Conte, and then it went into despair with Nuno, but... Bruh, it's good, man. It's good. I'm not going to bore you lot with all the chat, but it feels great. It feels great to be in the thick of a transfer window where Spurs are the role models, basically. Spurs are the people who people are like, why haven't we done our business like them? Why haven't we done our business quick like Spurs? Wow, that's a really good signing for Spurs. Like, I'm not used to hearing this. I'm not used to hearing this stuff at all because it just doesn't happen. So, boy, we started the window well. And I hope we can finish the window well. We've brought in one really good player, one good backup player. We're odds on to sign Fraser Foster, goalkeeper. We're odds on to sign a young, talented English right back. And as you've seen the news break in the last like 24 hours, we've agreed a fee to sign, in my opinion, one of the better midfielders in the Premier League. So. Boy, I'm chuffed, man. Life is good. I can't complain. I can't complain right now. I can't.
If you keep moving like this, one of them top four spots that are up for debate will get closed off. And then it will become a conversation where there's three teams battling for one spot. Do you know what I mean? That's the way Conte's building and Tottenham are moving, like as if they're not trying to have any conversation with anybody for this third spot next season. That's how they're moving with these signings. Very immediate impact. You know, they go straight into the 11.
You feel threatened a little bit, Matisse.
I've been saying it. I said it from the start of this window. I said Conte is Conte. Do you know what I mean? And if we don't get ourselves, if I don't get our act together, we're going to have to look behind us. And really, we're going to be looking, we're looking more behind us than we are in front of us. Do you know what I'm saying? Because the way Tottenham are moving, already Tottenham have a better front three than everyone almost. Do you know what I mean? City and Liverpool are the only ones that can really talk to Tottenham in terms of front three. With Kane, Kulusevski and Son. They're as good as it gets in the league. I think they're literally right alongside those other front lines. If you used to put that front three in Liverpool's front line for Klopp in Man City's front line, they would all still smash it. There would be no drop-off. Do you know what I'm saying? And then it was all about sorting out the midfield and the defence. And Conte's already a very good manager for defences anyway. So it's mad. Do you know what I mean? You have to be able to see that and be like, yeah, they're a proper team. Because really, all they need to really do is sort out that right wing back spot. Because obviously we saw Toby all last season crying about Doherty, Emerson, Chicken Royale, whoever else was out there. If they get that sorted, then they don't really have
a backup striker, maybe a backup striker.
Yeah, then it's about depth, isn't it? So yeah, you know, so it's mad. It's mad.
Mm. What is
nah, they're doing well.
Well, what's next? If Bissouma and Spence get wrapped up and you've made four signings already, is that it? Are you happy enough with that window, or do you need this attacker?
We definitely need an attacker. We need probably another midfielder, and we definitely need another centre back. So I think we need three more signings outside of the ones that we've spoken about.
Then again, you went for Bastoni, so you're obviously in the market for one. So
No. We need to.
We will sign a centre back this summer for sure. Like, we're definitely looking, especially for a left sider. But we'll see, man. Time will tell, man. It's good because like these guys, they took our money. They took our money early. Like, they locked us in early for season ticket renewals. Probably like a month and a half later than they normally do. And there was a lot of uproar there. A lot of fans felt like we were shafted. Like, why are you forcing us to renew now when we don't even know what product we're going to get the following season? But nobody is complaining about season ticket prices now. I'll tell you that for free. And I even have two or three friends alone who have been offered the opportunity to get season tickets this season off their membership. And they've taken it. The attitude, the mood shift from the fans I speak to now in comparison to even 6 months ago, 7 months ago, let alone 12 months ago, is completely different. So, bro, I'm chuffed, man. I'm absolutely chuffed. Mm. And my word, I know we're not going to get into specifics on players, but we've obviously talked the life out of Perisic, but that Bissouma signing is awesome.
Proper.
At like that price as well, it's
a ridiculous signing for Spurs. 25 years old, he's class, man. He is class. He's dominated so many teams in this league. So we're buying a proven product, and we're buying a proven product who is entering his peak years, mate.
He suits everybody's midfield. I think the way he plays, the style he plays in. There's no big six team that you'll say, oh, well, he's not able to do that. He's not able to pick up the ball.
Press
resistant. Every team that wants to play a good style of football, Bissouma goes into their team, no problem. Obviously, Man City and Liverpool have got a lot of depth, and we've got a lot of midfielders as well. But there's no team I don't feel that can't make room for a Bissouma in terms of the player, the way that he plays the game.
Apparently, Arsenal. If you were to believe some of the stuff that some of their salty fans, not Turkish, some of their salty fans are saying on social.
Yeah, I've seen that. It's crazy.
Apparently, he's not good enough for Arsenal.
That's bullshit.
Apparently, Arsenal don't need
sensible fans don't think that.
Are you going to say then when you got what Elneny and Xhaka in there, and you're saying that he's not good enough?
They don't need him. They don't need him, Matisse. They don't need him.
Yeah, Bissouma starts for everyone here, bar maybe. Well, Man City.
I think everyone. Maybe.
It just depends.
Man City, system, yeah. They play all along six, yeah.
No, I want to throw a name out there that might bring Man United into the conversation as well. Maybe it's more Man United's conversation, but Christian Eriksen, Tobes.
I want him, yeah. Sign him on a free transfer. I feel like that effectively ticks off that extra element we want in our midfielders, right? Like, because in our team, we don't really have a goal scorer in midfield. We don't really have a midfielder who is still automatic when it comes to making the right decision. In the final third, we don't have a set piece taker. Eriksen brings those qualities, and he's already familiar with the club.
and he would cost us £0, and he wouldn't have to play week in, week out. We can use him as an option when our plan A isn't working. One of the biggest gripes Antonio Conte had last season, was the fact that our subs, when he's looking to the bench for inspiration to change things, the quality is just not good enough. Imagine if you have Eriksen off the bench now, you have a Richarlison or Jesus off the bench, you have, instead of Højbjerg starting, you have him on the bench, Skip on the bench. Like, the landscape just looks completely different to what it was last year. So, someone like Eriksen, bring him, man. He doesn't have to play every game, just bring him. It costs nothing. Mm.
Is the links true, though? Do you believe them or?
What, that we're in for Eriksen? Yeah, I believe them.
I think it's more United, though, at this minute. Concrete-wise, there's more of a links to United.
I just dropped something. Yeah, I think Man United are the ones where it's been confirmed, like, Man United have actually, like, made, like, a formal approach to sign him. So, I don't know what's going to happen with Eriksen and Spurs, but for £0, like, there really shouldn't be any debate. Like, just get him. Just get him.
Mm. No, I definitely want him, man. I don't know what any United fan would say no to him. I think he could improve Chelsea. I think he could improve Tottenham. I think he could improve Liverpool. I think only Man City, because of their positions that they've got, I think they've got enough depth in there. But I think he improves most teams. So I would take him.
He does, but I just don't get, like, again, like, don't
say this, please.
Don't take this as criticism, but, like, bro, in fact, take it as a criticism if you want. I just don't see the planning for Man United again. Like, all your issues this summer, and yet I'm seeing news for Eriksen. You've got another.
No, because you just said it, though. For £0, for me, a player of this quality, why wouldn't you, though?
Yeah. You could. Yeah, I'm not saying you can't sign up. What I'm saying to you is that, like, Man United signing Eriksen is a situational thing, yeah? I don't see the planning for the rest of your team. Like, okay, cool. You want to sign Eriksen on a free transfer, but you've already got Bruno, who's a 10. You've already got Van de Beek, who's coming back into your team that plays at 8/8.5. Like, and you're signing. Your main focus is on Eriksen now. When I'm seeing, you've got no DM.
That is another matter, Toby. But for me, I don't. I'm not here to downplay Eriksen. For me, Bruno Fernandes.
I'm not downplaying him. I'm just asking about your club strategy. I'm not downplaying.
Okay, but I don't know the club strategy. If I'm being honest with you, I don't know what it is. This is why we're here, as you know. I mean, therapy talk, isn't it? You know, I don't know what the club strategy. But I'm not letting, like, you know, Tottenham just come in and take Eriksen. You know what I mean? I want Man United to come in and go for him, because for me, I don't know what kind of Donny van de Beek they're going to get. You know, you don't know. He's not playing football for 2 years. We don't know how he's going to come back and come in.
Let's be real, though. If both of us go for Eriksen, he will pick Spurs.
Well, you said that about Bastoni.
He should pick Spurs. He should pick Spurs.
Doing this again,
If Bastoni was pushed out the door by Inter and they forced him into a sale, he would pick Spurs over Man United.
What basis have you got of that? What basis?
The fact that we've got Champions League football and Antonio Conte. Before people clip this up and talk all their rubbish, there's two different.
You clip yourself up, not about anyone else. You clip yourself up. No,
because I can actually back up what I'm saying with sound logic. There's two different schools of thought. Yeah, Bastoni, Spurs, and Man United go for Bastoni. If Man United had Champions League football, the conversation would be different. Yeah, Man United.
But it's proven, without Champions League football, United still can pull players.
Yes. Generally, you can get players. But what I'm saying to you is, having Conte worked with this player at Inter Milan, having won a league title with this player at Inter Milan, and now having brought in a player in Perisic who has already built up an understanding with Bastoni, and you're getting Champions League football, do you think he's going to pick that? A place where he...
Listen, football's a strange game.
One sec.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to pick that?
All right, so you know he's at your place. So just chill out, man.
Let me finish my point. Do you think he's going to pick that, over Man United side, who are unstable, with a manager he's never worked with before, and no Champions League football, all because it's Man United? And then on the second point with Christian Eriksen, apply the same logic again. He's played for Spurs. He's played for Spurs already, and he wants to play. He wants to be back in the Champions League.
No, he did. No. That, I'll pull you on that one. So, he said it doesn't matter about Champions League football. So I'm going to pull you that on that one.
So he said direct quote from Eriksen. He said
no. Well, it's not a direct quote, but the quote I read. Hold on a minute. Can you let me speak?
There's no way on earth.
Can I just finish my sentence?
There's no way on earth, Christian.
He said.
You didn't let me. You didn't let me finish my point because I had the point on two players. You interrupted me. So I said to you with Eriksen, who has actually played at our club already. Mm. He's got a good relationship with the club already, and we've got Champions League football. Why wouldn't he come back?
No, but the argument I was trying to make is that from what I've heard from Ornstein and Athletic, he said Champions League is not a kind of important factor for choosing Tottenham over Man United or even any club. So it's about his preference, it's how he feels, and for me, if he's looking to get into a team and he's looking to make an impression and have an impact, I think he chooses United. Okay. That's my personal opinion.
That's fine. Okay. Are you done?
And people are saying it's a direct quote as well. So, you know what I mean? I wasn't even lying.
But even so, he said he doesn't mind.
Man United, this is what I'm saying. You're a mess.
Yeah. How do you sell Man United?
Let me just say something. Why do you keep putting that into your argument for Eriksen? Because it's not about that.
No, but it is about that because you've literally seen it with De Jong. De Jong is literally begging to stay at Barcelona every single time he's in.
No, he's not saying it. Where have you got this? He's begging to stay at Barcelona.
Bro, where have you got this from? Came today.
This guy, what's he bringing all these sources? Bring something about based on facts. Bring something based on facts. Everything you're just saying is just based on waffle.
It's not waffle. You want me to play
you said
the video?
Bastoni joining Tottenham. Bastoni wouldn't come to Man United. You make videos about things that aren't even true.
Bastoni wouldn't come to United. I said Bastoni would not choose Man United over Spurs. Categorically,
you think that, yeah?
I do think that because I've just given you the reasons why. Does anyone else think that?
Again, I don't think it's fair. Yeah?
Okay, let me stop talking. Guys, to a man, does anyone here believe that Bastoni, with those circumstances I've given you, will choose Man United over Tottenham?
You'd be stupid if he did.
Yeah,
Chris,
you didn't answer the question though. Answer the question.
I think he would go to Tottenham, but that's because that's what I would do. If I'm using my brain.
I wouldn't be surprised either way.
No, but you know what I mean. Well, I don't like him.
The one thing I will say that you didn't mention is Man United will pay him much more money than you lot will.
Again,
the wages.
That's what I'm saying.
Money talks, man. You know, and regardless of Man United being in the mud, and I know Tottenham of recent have been showing ambition. Based off of United's expenditure alone and Ten Hag's reputation, there's still a draw because if you're part of that next Man United team that does turn a corner, you're going to be bigger than Tottenham yourself. Do you get what I'm saying?
I hear that. But what player?
Big risk.
What's that?
Listen,
it's a big risk. I'm not, and that's the point.
And that's literally the point I'm making. Yeah, that could happen. But when you've seen players, let's look at De Jong, for instance. Better players than De Jong have gone to United, and look what's happened to them, i.e. Paul Pogba.
Can I just say something? What you said on De Jong is incorrect, by the way. He's just been professional. He hasn't clearly said, I want to stay at Barcelona. He hasn't said he wants to stay.
Yes, he has said he wants to stay.
This guy's bringing some fake quotes in. When has he ever said that?
Okay, cool.
He's just being respectful.
Guys, let me know what this sounds like.
What's wrong with this guy? You said what he says, not what it sounds like.
Can I play the clip? If it's fake, so let me play it.
Play the clip. Run it.
You already play for one of the greatest clubs in the world. It seems another one, Manchester United, are very interested in you. Are you flattered by that level of interest in you when you're already at a great club?
No, you're always flattered when teams show interest in you as a player. But what you say, I think I'm at the biggest club in the world at the moment. I feel fine there, so no news.
So what does that mean? So they've asked him about the Man United interest.
He said, but the question was, did he say he was going? That was the question I asked you. Not what it means.
You know what? I give up.
Everybody knows.
Anything, any logical person would look at that and tell me, this guy does not want to leave Barcelona.
It's being respectful, man. Are you stupid? Do you know how negotiations work? Is he going to just say, I want to leave Barcelona? Of course he's going to be.
You know what's funny? He wants to stay.
Toby, do you know what's funny?
You don't know how deals work, man.
If Pep at Manchester City said we'll come in for you, De Jong, instead of Phillips, and we'll play you next to Rodri, best believe De Jong would pack his bags tomorrow. Yeah, he'd be gone tomorrow. The next day, he would be gone. Like, you wouldn't even see De Jong ever again in Barcelona. And you know that, Saeed. Can I just say something
for the people, yeah, that are watching the show? What Toby is trying to do is trying to manipulate the quotes. And he's trying to make you believe that De Jong is adamant that he's staying at Barcelona. Can I just say something? Can I just say something? Because I've heard you lot.
If you're going to say something, say the truth.
My thing is, the quotes for me are misleading, and what he's trying to say will mislead people. He's just being respectful to Barcelona, and Man United haven't yet made direct contact. When it happens or whatnot, and then he'll try to say, you know what, I'm staying or whatnot. Until then, we're not going to know. Right now, he has to be respectful. There's not been no talks.
Nobody's talked yet. Saeed, you've been quoting Fabrizio for the past couple of minutes now, when we were
what we were talking about,
yeah. So you mentioned Fabrizio, yeah. Fabrizio has confirmed that you lot have already made one bid for De Jong and it got knocked back. What I'm saying to you is this.
Yeah, you believe Fabrizio, innit?
So do you. So do you, bro.
Not really.
You believe both of you.
You just used Fabrizio to back up a point you made about.
I believe Brisbane.
That's your collaboration with Fabrizio. Gone now, Saeed.
Did you say there's no direct talks? Did you say there was no direct talks?
No, I said there's no bid. There's no bid being made. There's no kind of like, you know.
Fabrizio says they had a 60 million bid and 10 million add-ons turned down.
But there's been other reports that might not have made a bid at all. So at the end of the day, it's United are making a lot of reports right now, and what they're trying to do is called tactics. Right now, they've been doing it for 10 years. If you watch Man United closely, they make it all about social media. I want people to believe there's been bids made. There's actually not been any bid made, and right now it's just all talk. Until there's direct contact between Man United and Barcelona properly, and the agent knows, that's why De Jong said everything's calm. You know, I've not decided anything. So at the end of the day, we need to wait and see how this goes, and that's all it is.
De Jong is saying everything's calm, but he's also saying that he's happy at Barcelona.
Would he not say that? Can I just ask a question? Would he not say that?
Yes or no? The only way he leaves Barcelona is if, similar to Bastoni, is if he is forced out, because they need money. If Man United make the bid that they need, they will force him out. He does not want to leave Barcelona.
Would he not say that? Yes or no? Would he not be respectful to Barcelona? Yes or no?
Not every time. You see players.
What do you mean, not every time?
Look at Lewandowski right now.
No, you might have waffled now.
It's not.
You might have waffled now.
Can we move on? Forget it. I want to make this last point.
It's the first time they've asked him about Barcelona, and he's been respectful. Any of you mind that don't know how negotiation work, yeah? You're in cuckoo land. This is how negotiation work. You have to be respectful, and then when there's concrete evidence and there's concrete talks, that's when you can make your decision. There's no reason for anyone to say anything.
You're just saying words here. Everyone knows what negotiations look like, yeah? Not once have I said that De Jong can't go to Man United. I'm saying to you that he doesn't want to leave Barcelona. He doesn't want to go to United.
We'll see.
He's literally said it there that he's happy at Barcelona. That's the point that's being made.
You believe what you want to believe in it. It's verbatim.
It's his words.
He's happy at Barcelona. That's his words.
What's the argument here?
I don't know what his argument is.
There's no argument. It's Saeed. That's just
this guy's
is
waffling.
I don't get the argument here.
Christian Eriksen, that was entertaining though.
Anyway,
it all came from Bastoni.
Saeed's angry because I made a legitimate case for why
I'm angry. I'm smiling. I was smiling.
Join Spurs over United. Bastoni's not joining Spurs over United because Spurs are the best thing to sign. Bastoni would join Spurs over United because you're not as good as you were.
Simply. No, but Bastoni would join Spurs. Let's get it right as well, man. Like, come on.
What the hell?
Bastoni would only join Spurs because of Conte, not because of the two club stature.
What? Thank you, Grim. And that's what I said to him. That's what I said to him.
And that's fair enough.
Yeah, got some super chats in. We are hour 15 minutes in, people. We are going to touch in on what there is to touch in on with Arsenal and Chelsea. Not that there is much. And we're going to wrap it up. So hit the like button and show the man them some love and show the sponsor some love as usual. What does the TV stand for in Saeed TV? Keep asking, my guy.
Keep asking, bud.
Grizz, who do you think to 10 when Mane goes?
Good question. Don't know yet. Could be another new signing.
Conte doesn't do top three. He wants a title charge, and that's the expectation that Tottenham fans must have with the amount of signings being lined up.
Let's sign them first, then we'll talk.
AFC says Spurs buying seniors. Conte will go. Well, Jed Spence is a senior. Basuma's not a senior, guy.
You see your fans, Turkish. They're crazy. They're crazy, bro.
We need to focus on ourselves right now. And at the moment, I can't lie to you, Arsenal fans, next season, it's not looking good. People will say to me the window's only just opened, but I'd refrain from talking shit to opposition fans at this moment in time with the way we're moving.
You'll be all right.
Man said refrain.
Kareem says Shevchenko was a bigger transfer. Shevchenko was a big transfer.
This is all part of Grizz and Steve's masterful plan, you see. They've been gassing you lot all up all season, telling you, oh, don't worry.
Wait for the predictions, innit?
Everything's going to be all right.
Wait for the predictions, innit? We're going to do predictions.
Now he's laughing at you, you see?
I'm not laughing, shit. Now he's serious.
Funny, is it, Arsenal fans? Yeah, you see? Look, he's laughing.
This prediction, this season's predictions.
That's your brother, you know, Grizz Teta.
This season's predictions are going to be epic. Turkish, you need to hype up that show. That show is going to be mad.
That's your commander-in-chief laughing at you, yeah?
Well, that's coming. I need to know that. Early August,
Early August.
Yeah. People need to start putting in notifications for that shot.
From now, people.
Yes, sir.
Vitinha to Arsenal United. How do you guys feel about that? Pep Linders been scouting him for a minute. Thought he would go Liverpool, to be honest. I haven't seen much of him. I've heard a bit about him. As an Arsenal fan, I'll take him without seeing much of him, because at this moment in time, he doesn't seem that much. Saeed, would you take him?
You know what? Listen, it's a box-to-box. I think we'd take him, but right now, I'm not seeing enough of him, so I can't really answer that.
Yeah. LT, I'm on my knees right now. I need a Tottenham.
Face a portal.
Good player, man. We scouted him, so he's good, innit? That's it. Take him, innit? We asking questions for it. Liverpool scouted him. Job done, innit?
Dan says, just like Kane said he was happy at Tottenham but was trying to force a City move, 6 months of half-decent football since I've been alive. Tim says, Saeed, your tune has changed. Your tweets, quote, United finally signing an established midfielder and it is inevitable transfer.
Yeah, if United make the right kind of move, I think it will be inevitable. But right now, United are just not doing anything. So
it was inevitable, would they not have already started the move already?
No, they're finally the young.
There to go.
We'll see at the end of the transfer window, innit?
You probably will sign them if you stump up the money.
They will. I think they will.
You can't say that now, Tobes, after what you just been saying about them and they will go.
No. I said he doesn't want to go there, but he'll be forced to.
You can't force a player to go to a
club. Of course you can. Of course you can.
You can force a club and your player out of your fucking club.
If Man United make that bid, Barcelona will do everything they can.
I'm not here for this chat.
What are they going to do? Put him on the plane? Sell his house?
Bro, we'll see.
You are not staying here. You're going.
It means they've just paid the money for the young. That's what it means.
You are not staying here. You are going.
Don't underestimate how desperate this club are. I'm hearing that they're offering people the opportunity to get married at the new camp now. They're opening up the new camp for weddings.
But they're also buying players. Lewandowski and Kunde.
They've actually got a thing where you can actually get married in the new camp. That is how broke they are. That is mad.
There to go, it says, Saeed, big up, brother, but it seems like you're in denial. The United pool is fading away. Money aside, it's gone. Great stuff as usual, fellas. Love for the love as usual, my guy.
I know that. Every week. I get it. I just didn't like the way Toby's angle came out. That's all it was. But
no, you know I said exactly what my man has said.
I don't want to.
That's literally what I said, word for word.
Yeah.
What did he say? That's different to what I said. I don't want to.
So he said he's done. He's not doing
I'm this. Done with you, man. I'm done with you, Tommy. Next week, bro, man, we'll chat next week.
You won't win. Remember the brother said, I don't want to.
You know, Tommy's going to be difficult next season, you know. Tommy last season would have just, you know, been not entertained that combo. But now this season, the chess is out, man. It's
oh, you know, that's my new one, isn't it? I don't
you see, now, there's a phrase called, they should have never given you hard ends money. That phrase, throw that phrase my way.
Yeah. They, this is how you're moving.
When you give me money, bruh.
Bruh.
Yo, Turkish. Where's the North London Derby, man? You know what I mean? Like, bruh. The
fixtures are out tomorrow. Any of you guys?
You know, see why Arsenal took it at Whitehall Lane? You're talking about Arsenal to come and save.
No, at Emirates.
I don't know. I think it's different this time. I can't lie.
You better start thinking about your own team because I don't know what's going on.
Listen, I'm not the one rejecting Basuma. I'm not like your fan.
No problems,
I'm good.
I've noticed.
I'm calm. Listen, at the end of the day,
you cried inside.
We'll see what happens, innit? But
he's crying inside. I know it.
I'm fine. Trust me, I'm fine.
Sadiq says, I'm from the Netherlands. Frankie said in several Dutch interviews he wants to stay at Barca. His family and himself are happy there. Omar says, only we reacted properly to City 100 points. You'll never walk alone. Saeed TV should be Saeed TW. Top one for that team.
I'll change it for you then, innit?
Yo, the mods are moving mad, Turkish. My girl's just messaged me saying someone's put her on timeout. They need to relax, man.
What's going on, man? Yeah. How are you playing? Nah, what's going on?
She was backing you in the argument. Yo, play, man.
That is funny.
Can you ask her what she said before? Can you ask her what she said first?
Did she come for me?
She didn't say anything. She didn't say anything that was inappropriate. Yo.
You put your girl on timeout.
My mods, you know. Yo, come on.
They're taking you down differently.
My mods, you know.
Saeed's team, it's mad.
So they get into the branches, you know. This is crazy.
I don't wanna.
I ain't got nothing to say about Arsenal. So Matisse, what you gotta say about Chelsea?
Listen, at the moment, Inter Milan are offering us 5 million for fucking Lukaku on loan. A 5 million. This is not Saul Niguez. Like, the disrespect, the audacity. We need to investigate this club and we need to investigate this player. Because what is going on right now is unprecedented. It's a disgrace. They are offering us 5 million Turkish. We said we want 20 million euros. They said we'll offer you 5. It's been rejected, of course. 5 million for a player that we paid 100 million for last summer. It's unheard of. And then we're trying to ask for a player in return. They're saying, no, we won't give you Bastoni. We won't give you Dumfries. We won't give you the other defender, Skriniar. They are just they're thieves, robbery. I want them in the Champions League in the group stage. I've seen that we can draw them. I want them in the Champions League. I want them at the Bridge. I will be at that game for that City fan Blue Moon that says I don't go to games. I'll be at that game. Yeah, I will be at that game. Don't worry. It's mad. So, you know, some, I don't know, maybe Rock Nation, Jay-Z, all these guys, we need to have them all under investigation because what's going on right now is nuts. And I just want this guy out of my club.
I think whoever the powers that be at Chelsea need to face facts. This is going to be a humongous financial L. The sooner you realize that, the better.
Well, we know that.
But what I'm saying is, bro,
5 million.
Yeah, 5 is ridiculous. Of course, you should push for more. But what I'm saying is, I don't think this is a transfer where your club can, where your club have the high ground here. Like, there's going to need to be a middle point where you and Inter Milan have to meet here, and Chelsea are going to be the big losers in that situation.
What do you value Lukaku at? What's a realistic amount to ask for? Is 20 million fair?
I think I would like a 2-year loan because that's what he wants, right? So, 10 million now, 10 million next season, and then maybe say 30 million obligation to buy after that. Because obviously they're broke. So we're trying to separate the transfer out for them nicely. Do you know what I mean? Installments and whatever. So just do it that way. But there has to be, you know, I need minimum 35, 40 out of this, surely. But when it's all said and done, do you know what I mean? At least get half the money back, you know, or just under half.
There has to be some dodgy business going on here between Inter Milan and Lukaku. Like, there's no way Inter Milan sell him for 100 mil to Chelsea and then he absolutely flops.
We have to do an investigation, right? Barcelona keeps saying that they're broke. and they need money, but yet they can go for Koundé, they can go for Lewandowski.
And in La Liga, they can try another minute.
Inter Milan said they're broke, but they're signing Dybala on a free with huge wages. So they're going to have a front three of next season of Lukaku, Dybala, and Lautaro Martinez, and they took 100 million profit before they made that front three. How is that making sense? And I'm supposed to believe that Lukaku, his dream was to come to Chelsea. I'm back and I'm better. But then a couple months later, he wants to go back to the same club that had financial restrictions that he had to leave because he wasn't getting paid enough. And now suddenly he wants to go back there. Clearly, there's some WhatsApp group. There's some conversations taking place that we're not privy to. There has to be, because this is not making sense. It's the biggest scandal of all time. It's nuts. It's not making sense.
Yeah, 100%. But how much do they want now? Is it 10 million? How much would you take, like, to... Is it a loan, or do you want to just get rid of him money-wise?
The best option for me is a player involved, because at least then I know I'm getting some sort of value back. If we used to get a player and, you know, we was to get, say, a Skriniar who's got 1 year left on his contract, his contract runs out in 2023, I could say, cool, Skriniar's worth serious money. He's running out of contract. Let's do the swap. I would prefer a swap, but player swaps don't really happen. But if you're asking me, obviously no money involved, new ownership. They haven't really spent on him, but obviously the financial year won't work out that way. But for their own, you know, sanity of mind, they haven't paid for him. They haven't shelled on him. I would let him go for free. Do you know what I'm saying? Of course. But that's still robbery. At the end of the day, he's not worth nothing. He's worth nothing to me, but he's not worth nothing. We should still be getting some money for him. So I just want him gone as soon as possible, to be honest. I'm sick and tired of player.
Is it fair to say that this is one of the worst transfers?
This is the worst Premier League. Horrible. This is the biggest Premier League flop of all time, period. Nah, there's Kepa nobody worse, that really. Compares. Kepa. No, not Kepa. Not Kepa. Because Kepa. No, Toby. Yeah. Because Kepa contributed.
Are you saying Kepa?
Kepa contributed. Kepa's won trophies. Kepa's been involved in shootout. No, Kepa. No, Toby. No. No,
this brother had five touches in one game.
No, Toby, you're not going to do that.
Bruce, I think you're forgetting how bad Kepa was.
No, Kepa had a horrendous season, Toby, under Lampard. The season before under Sarri, he won the Europa League and he was decent. Yeah, and then obviously now he's been second choice. We're talking about Lukaku here, one season, Toby, and by the way, half that season he didn't even want to be here for a £97 million transfer. No, Toby, there's no comparison, bro.
For the life of me, I can't understand why Inter Milan want this guy back. That's why I think it's dodgy as fuck. Why do they want this guy back after the season he's had? It's just weird. Yeah,
I think it's pretty obvious why they want him back. He smashed it in their league. It's not as difficult as the Premier League, and Inter Milan play to his strengths way more than Chelsea. I think it's pretty obvious why he wants to go back there.
After the season he's had, I don't care how he's played in the Serie A beforehand. I wouldn't be taking that guy. Maybe for 5 million, if Chelsea accepted 5 million.
With this Lukaku thing, listen, he's been horrendous. He's had a horrendous season. But we can't now pretend all of a sudden that Lukaku is this useless striker that can't.
I don't think he's saying that, though. I think he's saying the way he left their club,
there is still value in a player like Romelu Lukaku, which is why Inter Milan want him.
I hear that, but at the same time, nobody else is going after him, so that's something to look at as well.
Because no one can afford him. Inter,
5 million. They can afford more than 5 million. If that's the going rate, you know what I'm saying. But at the end of the
day, can afford him, bro.
The way that he disrespected Inter Milan by leaving them in the first place, I'm surprised that they even want him back, because their fans hated him. They were like, they were going mad over that.
He didn't disrespect them, though. He wanted to stay. You lot wanted the player, and he was open to move to Chelsea. And you lot made them an offer that they literally couldn't refuse.
When they were in the Milan fans felt disrespected, but it is what it is, isn't it? Just the quicker he goes, the better, and hurry up. pick up your shit and go.
On that note, and touching an hour and a half, I am going to wrap. Actually, there's a couple super chats. Blue Moon says, yes, Matisse, go into a game about time, lad. And Harsh says, pick up all you guys, as you say, in England, watching from the Bay Area in California. Love big the up. Show. Need less Arsenal.
Big slander, up.
Though. I don't know if you're going to be going.
We've not even slandered Arsenal lately. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you can slander us for not doing nothing, but that's exactly what we're doing, nothing. You could probably wait a couple of weeks and still slander us for doing nothing, if I'm honest. We'll see. Harsh, if you're going to the Orlando tour in July, I'll be there, so link up.
Oi, come on.
Yeah, I'm going to the tour, man. So I'll be there for American Arsenal fans out there. Huh?
You're going to be sat on the fence there too, or?
Maybe. I'll decide when I get there. Yeah, I'll look into it.
Toby's got energy now, you know. I like this new Toby, you know.
Yeah, I don't like it, but it's cool. It's cool. So
just before we end, somebody said, stop being toxic, Matisse. If this, can I ask everybody on the panel, if you signed a striker for this much money and a couple months later they said that they wanted to join back with the club that they were just at and they did fuck all season, and then they ended up going back there for 5 million, please tell me what your reactions would be. Mm. Anybody happy here? Respectful?
I have no sympathy for you. Hold that.
Just answer the question, you dickhead.
Fucking hold that. Good. You deserve it.
Just flexing for just now?
I'm flexing in front of you lot, innit?
Mm. Oh, what's going on in this show, bro? your wife's in the chat. You're flexing. Are you two? What's going on here, bro? This ain't what I think you guys think it is. Listen, let me wrap
I worked out back and biceps today, so I got an extra pump on. That's why, man.
Yeah, FaceTime her after, bro. This is Big Stick.
It's going on.
Incredible Hulk,
man. Listen. Love for the love, people, as always. Hour and a half. Show some love. Hit the like button on the way out. Show some love to Hugh, Saeed, Grizz, Tobes, Matisse, Fugry, the official channel, all of that, people. Hugh will be back in a few weeks. Like I said, a couple appearances throughout the summer, and then we'll decide on the permanent Steve replacement at the end of the summer. Well, at the end of the... at the start of next season, because the window ends when the season starts. So, yeah. We'll get that in, people, and you can help us with that. But big up, Hugh. It's been a pleasure having you back, my guy. Chat you again.
Yeah, man. Pleasure as always. Really enjoyed tonight's show, and I look forward to chatting to you again soon.
Come on, my guy. Love, man. And people, go show his channel some love. Get him up to 3K, people. If you're watching this after, hit the like button. And as always, love for the love. We'll be back next Wednesday, 10 p.m. See you guys then. Peace.